What is up? What is up, everybody? It's the Crossing Routes Podcast, fueled by FTN Fantasy. My name is Herms, joined as always by my good friend Tyler O. And look, this is the final episode, not of the podcast, but the final episode that we're going to be recording until a lot of you guys out there are going to probably be doing your fantasy football drafts. The big ones, the home leagues, the ones you care the most about. This is going to be the last time that you hear from us. So for this episode, we thought it would be good. Any final thoughts that we have that we just want to impart, things that you need to know before drafting your teams. And before I hand it over to you, Tyler, I just want to say up top, thanks to everybody who's listened to this podcast so far. It's been a real pleasure to do over the course of these past several months. Shout out FTN for giving us this platform, for giving us this opportunity. I'm very much looking forward to continuing this into the regular season. Yes, you guys are still going to be able to hear from us in season. We've got all sorts of very fun stuff planned. Yeah, just wanted to throw that out there and say shout out to the bosses. Now, Tyler, how are you doing?
Things are great, man. I'm going to sit here and talk football with my man Herms. In the beginning of football season, I mean, geez, man, we wait a long time for this to happen. We talk a lot of football when there is no football on. And now there is football on and we're in it. It's going to get busy, but the content machine will keep rolling. We will keep mining in the content mines to deliver you winning content, winning stuff, a winning edge. Let's roll, man.
Absolutely. Like I said at the very beginning, this is the last time you guys are going to hear from us until a lot of big drafts go down. So this is where we are just going to, you know, finally empty whatever was left inside of our brains and tell you everything that we feel that you need to know before drafting your fantasy football team in 2025. Tyler, I want to start with you. As one of the most accurate rankers in the entire industry, as one of the sharpest minds that I've ever had the privilege of talking to and being able to call my friend, I have to know, what is the first thing that you want people to know before they head into their drafts?
So this is what I do for every draft, and I think I haven't always let people know exactly what I do, and I think this is important. So if you just walk into a draft and you just have your phone, right? Or you're just on your computer and you're just clicking names, you're what I call vibes-based drafting, VBD, which is like a funny take on the value-based drafting. But if you do vibes-based drafting, that's fine, right? I do it in some like charity leagues and stuff because it's fun to just kind of draft off vibes, draft players you like, don't really think about values or players or really get down to the nitty-gritty. That's fine. I'm not going to judge you. But I will say it is behoove you. It is a smart idea to bring out a spreadsheet. A Google Sheet. You don't have to do Excel. Just go to like a Google Sheet. They're free for all Gmail and Google users out there. And if you're kind of afraid of them and you don't think they have a place in fantasy football, that's fine. But they're just a draft tool. And that's really what we need to consider here. So this is what I recommend. And this is exactly what I do. You go on FTN. You get our ranks. Everyone naturally, in my opinion, drafts linearly. And what I mean by that is all the positions in one list, like 1 to 300. And you just cross the names off as you go. And that is a better strategy, in my opinion, than vibes-based drafting. But at the same time, I think what you're doing is you are allowing yourself to miss windows of value and opportunity based upon how your draft room is reacting to certain positions. This is particularly true in tight end premium. This is particularly true in two quarterback or super flex leagues. But I think it rings true regardless of the format. Standard, one quarterback, whatever it is break up that linear list into four different columns, right? So you have your quarterback ranks, like 1 through 25, 1 through 30. You have your running back ranks, 1 through 50 or 60. You have your wide receiver ranks, 1 through 60 or 70, and your tight end ranks, like 1 through 20, right? And as players, and hopefully you have two screens, and as players go, you just start crossing them off the list, each player in each separate column, 1, 2, 3, 4. And when you start crossing players off in the columns positionally, in my opinion, like, you still get to see the rank of the player where they sit in their position, but it allows you to see how your room is prioritizing positions. Are they going RB heavy off the rip, right? But it doesn't mean that you need to be, and I think this is a great example, is you start crossing running back names off the list early, and this is pretty typical in home leagues, and you feel this sense of panic. Like, I got a running back soon. Like, my entire running back queue is decimated. And the guy next to you, for example, is just like, man, I didn't get a good running back. And he goes and he grabs Alvin Kamara. Fine running back, but let's say he does it in the third round. He grabs Alvin Kamara in the third round because running backs are flying off the board. And while I like Alvin Kamara this year, if you're taking Alvin Kamara in the third round, they are reaching on running backs and they're leaving value at other positions. there's a good chance there's guys like T. Higgins, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, even possibly like Ladd McConkey in some drafts. Like, I've seen him go late too, where it's like, there's so much wide receiver value. Maybe Trey McBride. Guys that I consider higher tier players are going, or and the value is being dropped. So it's like, do that positionally, A, to kind of see how you're, if they're drafting too many of one position, but B, it allows you to be like, damn, like, we're 18 dudes down the running back list, but only 12 dudes down the wide receiver list. And these names on the wide receiver list are much better than these names on the running back list. So it just really allows you to see the value, allows you to see the trends of the draft, and it just gives you a good idea of, like, I don't want to spoil my second, I'd say, tip or strategy, but because I think that one feeds into two. I want to give one to you here, Herms, and get off the mic for a second, take a drink. But in the end of the day, for me, breaking, I can't stress this enough, breaking, using ranks, which I think most people do, but yeah, breaking off those ranks positionally to four separate categories or four separate columns. And if you don't know how to do that, if that doesn't make sense to you, get on the Discord on FTN. I'll help you do it. I'll get you the sheet of the ranks. But that, to me, is the biggest differentiator between a good drafter, a great drafter, and a good drafter, is not drafting linearly off the ranks, but drafting positionally.
I completely agree with you. I think it's a really great way to just, you know, kind of like you said, just track everybody's tendencies, get a vibe for where things are going. Because if you can get value, screaming value at other places because of what other people are doing, you know, the whole zig, zag, you know, stay water, do the whole thing. It makes sense. And this is one of the reasons why. Now, the first thing that I kind of want to throw out there ties in, honestly, fairly well directly into what you were talking about when it comes to keeping track of players on, you know, your list and the guys that you want to draft. As you're going through and crossing names off, don't cross any name off your list before the draft even starts. I think this idea of just having these, under no circumstances am I drafting X player because I think, you know, A, B, and C players are just way better, they're going around this, there's no way I would ever pick X player. Your entire goal in a fantasy draft is to just try to make sure that you are getting value relative to cost. That's all you're doing. Even if there is a player that you don't particularly feel great about, if they fall a round, maybe two rounds, maybe three rounds, and it starts to just become one of those situations where it's like, look, bro, I don't really care for, you know, whoever it is this season, but at this point, you just have to take the chance. If you take players off your list entirely before it even starts, you are forcing yourself into narrower decision trees. That is a very difficult thing to do. So, for example, if your league is going on that insane running back run where, like you were saying, in that scenario where they're 18, 19 names down and it's over to the receivers, but you've already crossed like five receivers' names off of that list, you're making it even harder on yourself for something that doesn't have to be this complicated. Everything is all about the cost. There's technically no such thing as a bad player to draft. It's all about where you can get them and how expensive it is in the grand scheme of things. That is the first thing that I think people just really need to remember.
I think you killed it there, Herms, man. I would say a good chunk of my second strategy that I had was to simply just play the value game.
Mm-hmm.
And not be locked on to a certain strategy and be like, well, I think one of the worst things you can do is go into a draft with this idea that you're going to do a hero RB or you're going to do zero RB,
yes,
or you're going to draft two quarterbacks off the rip. Like, going into a draft with a set strategy, I think, is a losing mentality because you're not reacting to what's happening. You're not being reactive. You are simply just seeing what, you know, going in with a strategy and sticking to it without understanding. How do you have a strategy if you don't know what's in the room, what value has found, what are your league mates doing? If everybody's going hero RB and you're like dead set on hero RB in this draft, you're missing out on wide receiver, tight end, and quarterback value. I mean, like, you are, or you're missing out on some value out there depending on where these people are taking them. So you just need to don't go into it with a set strategy, man. So I think, you know, coupled with that, we're on the same page, dude.
Honestly, the only reason people should ever do a fixed strategy is if they're doing it in mock draft situations, because like at that point, you're practicing what it would look like if you end up drafting a certain team that way, not necessarily going into your real draft with that mentality, but at least you could be prepared for it. But like, yeah, people who just go directly in are like, yep, zero RB, it's happening no matter what. Like, it's insane behavior. It is just utterly insane behavior.
Yeah. What do you think? It's time for a break. Let's give a quick little break.
Yes, absolutely. Let's get into a commercial break. And on the other side, we will get into a few more things that you need to know before drafting your fantasy football team in 2025. Do not go anywhere.
Hey, hey, it's Herms from FTN's Crossing Routes podcast. Football season is right around the corner, and there's no better way to lock in your fantasy dominance early than with best ball on DraftKings, where you draft once and ride your roster all season long. And right now, DraftKings is giving all customers a can't-miss offer. Draft one, get one. Enter a lineup in the $15 million best ball contest for just $20, and you'll score another best ball ticket to play free for a share of $15 million, giving you a second shot to win big. It's easy. Just draft your team once, no weekly management required, and let your top scorers automatically start each week. Across the whole season, every breakout start, every clutch play, every touchdown will count toward your quest for a share of $15 million. You want to start your draft with Ja'Marr Chase and come back around with Joe Burrow? Get yourself a nice little Bengals stack? You definitely can. You want to try to play the ADP a little bit and scoop some value on rookies? You could definitely build your roster that way. You could do anything you want in this $15 million best ball contest. Download the DraftKings Daily Fantasy app now to draft your $20 best ball lineup to play for a share of $15 million. And get a second ticket to play free for a share of $15 million. That's two chances to win big without ever setting your lineup again. Draft one, get one. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY at 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per customer. Enter the Best Ball $15 million headliner contest by September 4th, 2025 to get one bonus entry. $20 entry fee required. Reward expires in 30 days. See terms at DraftKings.com/NFL-best-ball. Sponsored by DraftKings.
Welcome back to the Crossing Routes podcast, fueled by FTN Fantasy. I am still Herms. He is still Tyler O. And we are still trying to make sure that you are as prepared as possible for your home league draft, or whatever the most important draft is to you in 2025. Some of the things that you need to know before drafting your teams. And one of the things that I think is really important that I want to communicate to everybody before you go out there and you just go out there and stack your roster with your guys, quote unquote, it's fine to have favorite draft targets. It's fine to have certain players that you're very enthusiastic about this year that you really want to make sure that you have on a lot of your rosters. I have those players too. Ken Walker, Seattle Seahawks running back. I'm trying to leave as many drafts as I can with him. I like him a lot. We talked about Jordan Addison in those rankings disputes episodes. Look, after those 3 weeks of suspension, it's going to be gangbusters. I think he's going to be great. But what I'm not going to do is reach for them just because they're my guy. That is one of the things that people kind of tell you a lot is, though, go get your guy. If you believe it, trust your gut, go do the thing. We're not telling you that that's necessarily bad in a vacuum, but when you apply that principle to an actual, like, real scenario, there are people who are just like, well, you know, it was two or three rounds above ADP, but I went and got my guy. No. To reiterate again, the entire goal of your fantasy football draft is to just get players relative to their cost. It's about getting deals. It's about maximizing value and making sure that you put together a team that is going to compete and score a lot of points and do the thing that way. You don't want to just go super far above ADP just because you like a player. Now, Tyler, I'll ask you, how far above ADP would you feel comfortable reaching on somebody that you consider to be your guy in 2025, whoever that is?
So I want to be clear about this question. This isn't like a, JCM Bill was like my guy. His ADP is just way too low and ADP hasn't caught up. So yeah, you reach on players like that.
Yeah.
For somebody who's been like consistent at that ADP for months, right? I wouldn't even say like around, like maybe around, depending how late. If it's early, not, I'd say maybe around, you know, when we get into round double digit rounds, I think a round or two of reaching for your guys, fine. But when you're those pivotal picks in the first five or six rounds, man, I'm not probably reaching more than three, four, five, six picks ever. I think Herms, if you ask me who my guy is the guy who's fell in value. That's who my guy is every year when I draft. My guy is simply the guy who I think fell in value. That's how I play fantasy football. I have players that I like more than others, but I'm not willing to sacrifice closing line value to get them on my roster, man. That's just not how I play. I like any player if they fall at a right value. If Joe Mixon was a 16th round pick, dude, I would love Joe Mixon. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's kind of where I'm at, where it's like, yeah, sure, I'll take this as a dart throw in the 16th round, sit him on my bench for the second half of the season. Like, I, dude, man, here's my other thing. And it, you know, not to be too real or too rude, and to somebody who gets things wrong all the time and is still the most accurate ranker, if you're going to be drafting because he's your guy, dude, you're going to be wrong. Like, you're not going to be right enough. You're not going to be right enough to be reaching on your guy. You need to play ADP. You need to play value, because at the end of the day, like, this is a large guessing game. We are taking educational guesses on players, and you don't know better. You truly do not know better, right? I'm going to tell you, like, at my best, I'm sitting at, like, maybe 60, 65% correct, 30, 35%, 40% wrong every single week. You don't know better just to be drafting your guy. Well, if you're playing fantasy football just for fun, sure, draft your guy, right? But if you're actually, like, want to beat your friends and the people you're in the league with and win money, don't do that. Don't do that. If you are interested in winning, if you're interested in victories, if you're interested in money, if you're playing for money, if you're interested in being able to talk trash to the people you beat, don't go reaching on your guy, man. I did nail it. Absolutely nailed it.
It's just so irritating. It's so frustrating to me. Like, again, I get liking players, but I will never get making bad deals on purpose. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Now, I'm sure you've got some other stuff that you want to let people know about. And I'm very excited for the next thing you have on your list, because this is something that I like to do a lot with my teams as well.
Yeah, this is like late round stuff. So when you're building your team, you know, I don't necessarily think that you should walk into a draft with any strategy. We just talked about this. But a strategy that I like to employ, if everything goes my way, is I like to load my bench with running backs, specifically handcuff running backs. To me, that is the best strategy to win fantasy football. Is, you know, let's say, you know, you got a good quarterback, you got a good tight end. You know, if I'm in a one QB league, I don't roster two quarterbacks. If I'm in a one tight end league, I don't roster two tight ends. I don't think it's worth it. I don't think the risk reward is worth it to do that at all. Some people are going to disagree with me. I have friends that I, you know, admire, that I think highly of, that like doing this stuff. I'm not going to do it. I never will. I don't think you should ever be drafting a backup tight end. I don't think you should ever be drafting a backup quarterback in one tight end and one quarterback leagues. Where does that bring me next? Your bench should be completely full of upside running backs and upside wide receivers. It's much easier to be an upside running back just due to the position of there only ever really being one on the field at a time, opposed to being an upside wide receiver when there's two, most of the time there's three. Now, there are upside wide receivers that I like to stash, certainly. You could go through a draft, you could get Emeka Egbuka in the eighth, and he'd be sitting on your bench. I love having him on your bench. Marvin Mims, I would say stashing Godwin. I'm looking through some lists right now. Jaden Reed, Matthew Golden, even Odunze. These are some names that might not be Addison, that might not be a starter for you, but yeah, put them on your bench. I'm totally cool with getting these names on your bench. What I'm not doing is I'm loading my bench with, you know, kind of low upside guys that I'm like, what are they really going to do for me here? Right. So I like Isaac Tisla from Detroit. Not going to draft him. Like, I see people drafting Xavier Leggett, you know, Adam Thielen, you know, Alec Pierce, Pat Bryant, Romeo Doubs. Like, what are these guys really ever offering you besides maybe bye week or injury fill-ins? You're not happy about starting these guys, but in that same range of wide receivers that I just named, you know, you're able to go out and get guys like Will Shipley, who's one injury away from fantasy relevance, Woody Marks, who could be fantasy relevant, DJ Giddens, who's also one spot away from fantasy relevance, Ollie Gordon II, also seems like he's going to have an opportunity to take that second spot, Ray Davis. I mean, these are guys that go in that same range. Like, they're one injury away from being extremely relevant fantasy football players. All those guys I just named, maybe not Woody Marks, but all those guys are one injury away from being top 20 running back assets. I do it. I do the projections every week, and I'm like halfway through the season when injuries hit, I'm shocked to see what running backs can pop up in my top 20 because of their handcuffs and their running backs. Those wide receivers aren't ever really going to be top 20 options. They might be decent bye week fill-ins that you might get a wide receiver three, or randomly might get lucky and get a wide receiver 2 week, but that volume is just not projectable. And when you're a handcuff running back and the guy in front of you goes down, that presents serious upside, and you can immediately plug and play those guys. So for me, you should be loading your bench up with handcuff running backs, man. So like, these are the guys that should be filling your bench up, not these low upside wide receivers or a second tight end or a second quarterback, man. I can't stress that enough.
It's just, it's ridiculous. I completely agree. There's just a certain point where some of these guys just aren't going to do anything for you. And I was looking at ADP on ftnfantasy.com. You can always check out that and all the wonderful content that we have on the website anytime you want. There are just a couple back-to-back situations that are perfectly emblematic of this. One that I'm going to throw out there. Old man Keenan Allen is being drafted one pick behind Braylon Allen of the New York Jets. Now, I mean, there's some, you know, thought that maybe he has a standalone role, kind of a buzzy name. I think he's a little bit more interesting than an old man Keenan Allen. And also think about Rashad Bateman, wide receiver 60.
Like, what are you getting there? What are you getting there, man?
I don't know. I don't know. But what you can get after him is Bashaul Tutin,
yeah,
from the Jacksonville Jaguars backfield. Exactly. Dude, like, it's just, it's, the running back is going to be a little bit more valuable to you. Load up on those guys. Absolutely do your thing. And the number one thing, my last thing that I think I just really want people to know is that this is fun. This is for fun. Don't ever, ever, ever lose sight of that. Take it seriously. If you're playing for money, if you're doing it for whatever, you and your friends are just super into it. Be competitive. Have that fun spirit. But at the end of the day, like, don't freak out. Fantasy football is a fun game for fun. Sometimes you can get lost in the sauce. Sometimes you can get a little bit too into the weeds with some of this stuff. But like, hey, pull back. If you're going to a live draft, sit there, have fun, soak it in, be with your friends, be present, be in the moment. It's a special thing to be able to stay connected with people in your life and play this fun game. So no matter what, always have fun with fantasy football. Now, is there any final thing that you would like to tell people before we get out of here and let everyone go out and draft their fantasy football teams?
Get on FTN and subscribe. Like, I get it. You know, it looks a little much because you got to pay the annual fee. It's like $100. You put in some promo codes, you get 10, 15% off. Seems like a lot out the gate, but when you like really break that down just in terms of what you're paying for over the season, let's just say, you know, $100 would be, you know, conservative. You're going to get less than $100 with some of those discount codes, right? I mean, you're paying $6 a week for fantasy football knowledge from myself, Herms, other great people over here at FTN. You know, I'd be remiss, though we've mentioned ad nauseum that I'm the number one ranker in season last year. Jeff Ratcliffe, his draft ranks are the number one ranks multi-year. So over the last 3 years, Jeff Ratcliffe has had the most accurate ranks for draft. So to make that distinction clear, his accuracy is basically like you rank all the players before the season and then they lock. And then after the season, they go back and see who had the best like draft ranks. Ratcliffe is the best ranker over the last 3 years, aggregate, the most accurate. And then I'm in season. So I am like, I think like 23rd or like 28th in terms of, in, you know, multi-year draft accuracy. So not bad, right? But no, I'm not bragging about it. You're not only getting arguably the best draft ranks out of Ratcliffe, but you're also getting the best in-season ranks out of me. And then again, Ratcliffe finished 5, I believe, overall. He was a top 5 ranker in season last season too. So really, you're getting that for $6 a week. The draft ranks are fire. The in-season ranks are fire. We got other folks ranking over there. In the end of the day, the ranks itself are worth it. And then you're going to get fire content. You're going to get access to me. You're going to get access to Herms. You're going to get access to Ratcliffe, everyone else at FTN, over in the Discord. I'm always in the Discord, baby. You come in, you pay for FTN subscription. Not only do you get my ranks, so you can tag me in Discord. You can literally say at FF Tyler O and say, hey, man, who should I start this week? Hey, man, who should I be drafting? I'll get to you. Maybe not right away, but I'll get to you. So if you're on the fence and you're thinking about it, just go ahead and subscribe. You get incredible access to some really, really smart people in the industry. And I think it's 100% worth every dollar. So get out there and subscribe, FTN.
1000%. Incredible rankings, access to some of the smartest people, our stats hub, all the DVOA stuff, all the research that I put into, you know, my articles, research that you put into your articles. We're sourcing it all from the website. Get out there. And if you want a code, if we have done a good job of convincing you, use promo code CROSSING at checkout to get 10% off your FTN subscription. Subscribe, be part of the gang, and best of luck to everybody out there drafting this weekend. We hope that you win, and we hope that the Crossing Routes podcast is one of the reasons why. We will talk to you again next week. Adios.
Think about how far we come just to say goodbye. staying up and sleeping late.